Yeah, I remember that.
And what was it before that?
Gravel road.
Just a gravel road.
Yeah.
Now, you talked to me. You told me about this one Negro man who could use the services of a lot of three fellows helping him because he could lay so many bricks.
Oh yes.
At one time. Now, are those bricks still there in the base?
Under the blacktop, yes. You mean on the street?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. See Franklin out there, the paved street. Brick.
That's right, it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right,
and,
it is.
But most of our paved streets have been covered with blacktop.
Uh-huh.
Main Street down here, all pavement. And the old interurban is under there, too,
mm-hmm.
under the blacktop. That is the railroad,
mm-hmm.
right up the middle of the street. And then all the brick pavement.
Mm-hmm.
They really are good streets, but the results, there used to be curbs on the south side of the street,
mm-hmm.
the same as on the north side, but the south side of the street is a little lower. And the street has been resurfaced so many times that it's up to the top of the curb and there's just a slope in between.
Mm-hmm.
Which creates a bad condition because like last night, those hard rains, if I'd have got up and looked out, this would have been a regular river going down here. And it goes past the manhole so fast that it can't go in very much of it, don't go into the sewer. It gets downtown here and hits Main Street and rushes across and then goes on down Franklin Street.
I see.
Down to Jackson and creates a flood condition down in there. And it creates a flood condition on Main Street too because some of those buildings in hard rains, the water will come clear up over the sidewalk and run into the building.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well now, if there a lot of repair work is going on a city street, you might say, well that, you can't even get through on that street because the road is all
blocked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If
there's a detour around the road.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've dug here and there and so on, you say that road is simply all
impassable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of torn up or?
Torn up, dug
uh-huh.
up.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here now. Got a few more. I've asked you about most of these. Somebody who has good spirits, you'd say, well, he's always in a good
humor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody comes down with a disease and you're kind of curious about it, it's an infectious one or contagious one, you'd say, well, wonder how he
developed a disease like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or how he contacted it.
Isn't it funny, there's another expression we sometimes use, as though
you caught.
Pardon me?
Caught.
We speak of catching, don't we? I wonder how he caught it.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, I've asked you about, somebody who succeeds because of who he knows, we might say, well, he made it because he's got a lot of
friends.
Or
a lot of pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the kind of opposite of pull would be a car. Well, think of it this way. Will you get behind me?
Push.
And give me a good
shove.
Yeah, shove, yeah, right.
Yeah, good shove.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I guess I didn't ask you this one. What do you call the act of simply flipping over? You get down and do a...
Somerset?
Yeah.
Somersault or some of that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. These are ways of, characteristic ways of saying that. If it's not